We're sponsored by Overcast, an independent podcast app that embraces the open world of podcasting instead of locking it down. No exclusives, no premium content, no paywalls. Just a great podcast app for everyone. Get it for free in the App Store. Like to discuss anything before we begin? Do you want to briefly summarize your guys' goals for me, or do you like to keep them a surprise?
Play the game.
We're active listening, playing the game, right?
Oh, like that's your actual. I thought you guys were just being like, let's just play the game.
No, we're playing the game.
No, that's our strat. We're playing the game.
I also thought that they were just talking about playing the game. I forgot. Okay. Doing good.
All right, then we'll play the game. Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, Carly.
Okay. Can I not start? I'm sorry.
I'll go.
I've got that gross chocolate in my mouth.
All right. Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, Mackenzie.
Griana hung out in the lobby of the place that Dylan's bosses live that's mysterious and talked to a weird receptionist named Lucas. And he tried to give Griana a confidentiality agreement, which she did sign, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yes, I
did. Griana and Dylan had a heart-to-heart, as Kai and Zil also had a heart-to-heart.
Over. Sid.
Then we all reconvened in the ruins, where everyone said what they had to say about my glaive, and I had to defend myself. Apparently, I'm evil because I have it, but really, am I evil because I'm destroying evil with
Liz,
it?
I'm going to be honest with you. My only session notes I have say spiders equal possessed and murder equal stab wounds.
Carly.
So then we were picked up from the ruins by Lycos today. Lycos today. Picked us up to the ruins and took us back to who else's but Dylan's apartment. Not a huge apartment, so we did all have. Griana slept on the couch, and then they all snuggled. But we woke up the next morning after kind of a weird night with Kai because everyone was kind of weirded out by her.
Yes,
with the glaive.
So then we met Arthur at Present Clift Academy.
No, wait. There was something that happened before that.
Oh, no, it was. Oh, the callback.
Callback.
Oh, my gosh,
what?
The callback.
Mackenzie.
Oh,
fuck.
The callback happened, and Griana and Zil, disguised as Scotty, did the callback, and they both did really, really good. And Griana gave a really good quote of what makes a monster a heart.
Yeah.
And then they went to go see Arthur at the, what's it called?
Pleasant Clift Academy.
And had a cute little picnic.
Carly.
We had a really cute little picnic.
Oh, my God. You sound horrific right now.
I'm sorry. I have a mitt in my mouth.
And Arthur was basically, you know, it was like kind of like a hero's picnic underneath the slide. Like, he got us all food and all that. And Arthur's in it to win it with us. But we learned some kind of I didn't think it was unpleasant, but I know others may think it's unpleasant. Basically, this Pleasant Cliff Academy is training these kids to be fighters. What
soldiers.
Kind of fighters? Soldiers? Yes, soldiers.
those are usually the ones.
Yeah. Are they training for some secret mission that they don't even know about, or are they just training to be soldiers for soldiers? We don't know.
Liz.
And Zil thought that was fucked up. I'm sorry, no cussing.
Oh.
Oh, geez. And I beat Arthur in a race, and we're getting ready for a dinner party.
Yes.
So more. I'm pretty sure that's it.
With Lycos.
I visited Margiani and was a petty bitch.
Yes.
That's an important thing.
That's the only other thing that happened. Yeah.
And Margiani was a petty bitch.
Oh, I was.
And podcast
over. I don't know. Jealousy? probably. Mm. Spicy.
You also spicy went to Smith A.
That was also in my notes. Smith A.
Yes, you went to go see Smith A.
To get my new skateboard.
You can sign a skateboard.
For which I paid half for.
Also got protein powder.
Yes,
very important
thing.
Yeah, we all got,
there's Gobblerina
flavor. Good flavors. And then Dylan got stuck with fucking vanilla.
And then I have green slime.
I have cookies and cream.
I was my Gobblerina flavor. Yes. Amazing.
There were the sample flavors from my
from your mailbox.
And we were all like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. And then Dylan's like, oh, the vanilla is the only one left.
You know, that's the one she probably wanted.
I also would like to point out that Kai has indeed promised not to use the glaive until midnight tonight.
Right. Yeah. What time is it?
I
said for a whole day. So is that 24 hours?
Was it a whole day?
Yes, it was a whole day.
Yeah, it was
I said won't use glaive until midnight written here. So
Wait, I says wrong. If Kai helps Griana with her callback, if she doesn't use the glaive for a whole day, okay, fine. So what time can I use it?
Well, you said you did say that at the beginning of the day.
What time can I use it?
I'm gonna count it. I'm gonna count like sunrise the next day.
Okay. Strikes midnight, and you're like,
ready to kill, baby.
So yes. So you all, you are leaving Pleasant Cliff Academy. One of the guards who was posted outside of your apartment this morning, Dylan, did give you the location for dinner, like Lego said that they would. You were given the location. It is called the Merchant's Bazaar, which is weird because none of those things indicate any food. But that is the location that you've been given. And you were told that dinner is at sundown. And it is about 5:30 now. And the sun seems to be setting. You guys are in relatively separate parts of the city. Where did you guys agree to meet?
I think back at Jack and Jill's to get ready, so then we can all go, together.
Well, Dylan's apartment.
No. Oh, no, that's what I meant. Yeah. Dylan's apartment, so we could all get ready together in that tiny, tiny bathroom at the same time. Here we go. And then we all go.
Okay, so you all go back. You all go get ready in Dylan's tiny, 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 tiny bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. At the same time.
We're all trying to use the mirror at the same time.
In the tiny, tiny, super tiny, minuscule bathroom.
I gotta get an expansion.
It's like
Dylan.
So we're all
there.
Do you
have any, like, I don't know, smelly good spray?
Here, prestidigitation.
Thanks, Zell.
No problem.
No, I just have my natural musk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just want to smell good for the
I just have this
people.
X body spray.
I just have 17 bottles of X body spray, all of which are half empty. Is
Dylan
that
would smell
want?
Like a weird X body spray.
Like a seventh grade gym locker room.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay. Dylan, do you have anything, I don't know, anything like a necklace or just something to throw on? I just feel like I should wear something a little bit different tonight.
I have one thing, but I don't really pull it out much.
What is it?
Just a pearl necklace.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Nothing precious here. I mean, I was just talking something maybe from that you don't really care about, but was like.
Oh, yeah.
I got a clown nose if you want to wear one.
I really do care about it. I
don't want to ruin your pearl necklace.
It's okay.
Okay. Because I would definitely break it.
Yeah.
We would ruin it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to.
I know that for sure.
That's my dead mom's. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God. You're going to give me your dead mom's
I don't
pearl
know.
Necklace?
It's the only jewelry I have.
I was just casually
there's tears in my eyes.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
There's my dead mom. No.
Dylan, you keep that for a special occasion, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have other jewelry.
This is just an example of how nice Dylan
is. I have a cat.
Oh my
you
God.
Can wear the cap.
No, I think
good with
nice
what
effort.
I'm wearing. I'm
yes.
good with what I'm wearing.
You look really pretty.
Yes, you look
Thank you,
beautiful.
Guys. Thanks. You guys look great too.
What are you wearing?
What? Yeah. What the?
Wouldn't
hell?
You like to
know? My second day outfit.
What?
Okay.
The one I didn't wear in the sewers.
Yeah, you were actually, out of the kindness of your heart, you would, come back to the apartment and, I had, delivered the things that were salvageable from the fire, which is, all of your things and none of yours. So, no.
Well, everything was in my, everything was salvageable for me because it's all in my fanny pack.
It was all in your fanny pack. Right, but anything in your bedroom that you had maybe left in your bedroom would not be salvageable at this point.
Never.
So you're still wearing your suit?
I mean, I have my normal clothes, but yeah, I can. I mean, I can't. How fancy is this party?
You have no idea.
Fuck. How about business casual?
Let's do business cash for this.
Yeah. A little bit of business cash.
Okay, you guys go for a business casual look.
Okay, I'm wearing a one piece.
Bathing suit?
No, yes. Like a one piece, like it's kind of like shorts and like goes around the chest. Doesn't have like sleeves, a romper? Or straps or anything. Yeah, like a romper.
What was that?
But then I've got like thigh high furry boots.
Okay, whoa. Nice. That's some nice business cash.
So, so what kind of business meeting would you wear this to? Like
a burlesque meeting?
Cash?
Any business meeting?
I'm gonna wear
with the owner of the theater.
Like my chain shirt with like. Yeah, yes. But like more of my military outfit, I guess, like a army coat over it, mm-hmm. with my like symbols and clearance on the breast and like high waisted sort of military pants.
Amazing,
cute.
Because we're going to meet with those people.
Dylan, you look great.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What was salvageable from my stuff? Was it half?
All of your stuff.
All of my stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same as Kai's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be wearing, My usual kind of like brown army.
Your big
green.
Baggy t-shirt and cat ears that you wore in Langdale.
Well, I have my cat ears on, of course.
Wear your big baggy shirt.
And I'm going to put on, I have this amazing oversized like sweater.
Okay.
And then like these like so thigh-high boots. And I have this like lollipop I'm just kind of like holding. This is a look that Ariana
business
got
casual. Business casual.
I will be wearing my business shorts. So
and
I'm just
deep pavement.
Are they jorts?
Is still no. So I'm gonna wear the jacket that everyone made for me in Langdale, and then my normal pants and shirt combo underneath that with my cat ears. And if they can't accept me for who I am, then they can just leave me alone. So, yeah.
I like your cat ears.
Thank you.
And I hold up my cat. And I'm like,
oh, I like your cat. We're matching.
Yeah, you two match.
Hey.
Cat purrs.
Oh, my God. What is your cat's name again?
Copper.
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 Like Cooper, but Copper.
That's right. Well, now there's a silence in
did
the
I
air.
Did I make you sad? I'm so sorry.
Can we go to dinner?
Yeah, okay, let's go to
describe
dinner.
What I'm wearing.
Yeah, wait, Bill, you look amazing. Tell
I
us
like
what you're wearing.
I like those shorts.
I'm wearing so shorts. They're jorts if you want them to be, audience. I will not specify what kind of shorts I am wearing. It's all your own imagination.
That's all I'm going to be thinking
But I'm
about.
Wearing shorts, and I'm wearing... It's a classic. He had to do it to him. Look, I'm wearing a button-up shirt that's tucked into the shorts.
Oh my god!
A short sleeve button-up shirt that's tucked into the shorts. And it's a blue one, and it has like it's kind of like a Hawaiian look. And I'm wearing a belt.
I'm weak. A Hawaiian business casual.
Yes. Nobody's actually dressed business casual, know, so why should I conform to?
Yeah, well, like I said, more. If they can't accept us for who we are, then that's just who we are.
That's who we are.
Then
classic
lame.
Three buttons unbuttoned.
Nice. Let's go to this freaking party.
Let's
gang.
Go. We got to go to the Merchant's Bazaar. That's where we're
yes.
meeting.
Yes.
Yep. So you all, despite the name, it's actually up in the Imperial Crest. Mm-hmm. It's not in the Merchant's District. It's up in the rich people neighborhood. And you make your way up there. You actually live in the Imperial Crest, so it's not too... No,
my
you live
dad's
in the Merchants.
Do.
Yeah, your dad's right. on the... But you moved down one. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys hike up to the Imperial Crest, and Dylan knows the way there, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Dylan, I don't think you've ever been there, but...
Probably not.
It's... You guys sort of enter. You approach this building, and it is actually... Very humble looking compared to all the buildings around it. It's got, you know, all the rest of the buildings around you are all stone. This one is like a humble, like wood building, but very like finely crafted logs. You get the sense that it's almost like come be homey, but like with rich people. is kind of the feeling that it's giving off here.
Kind of like, this is easy to live like this. What's wrong with you?
Like, let's just be like peasants for
a day. You just need to work.
I worked really hard. That's what someone's license plate says.
Yeah. as you look in the parking lot and someone's license plate says, I worked really hard.
And I go, yeah, makes sense.
And so you approach the building. And the first thing you notice that kind of feels weird about it is there seem to be two guards stationed outside.
Okay. It's not too super weird.
Super weird.
I don't blame them.
But it's outside of a restaurant. It is a little...
I mean, there's...
We have our guard.
We're high class.
There's important cargo inside this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so... But they don't... They make no moves to stop you.
We might as well be at the Get Mala.
The Get Mala, yeah, you might as well. And I hate you. And so you go inside. You sort of, it's this big, like, this nice little, like, French door that you, not, sorry, French doors. This is nice little, like, paned door that you open. And you, like, immediately
Langdalian door.
This Langdalian door that you open wide. and you, like, walk in, and it's, like, made to feel like a vineyard.
Lyco loves a vineyard.
Mm-hmm. Lyco stands a vineyard.
We stand a vineyard.
But so there's like branches and trees sort of on the side, and it almost like feels like the party theme that you guys tried to do. It feels
that we succeeded.
Tried, yeah, tried. Yeah.
Tried was What's mean
that
of me.
That was really rude.
I'm so sorry.
We killed it.
We literally killed. Some okay. people.
So it feels like the theme that you guys pulled off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are we successful?
So maybe it was perhaps like this was perhaps purposeful, but there are stringed lights all on. You had to do it to them. And so, but there are like stringed lights all on the top, and that like small like fairy lighting is the only thing illuminating the rest of this restaurant. But every table in this restaurant has been cleared, except for one in the center.
Is everyone gonna watch us eat?
No, I think this is a private party.
What? Well, can I roll? Yeah, we're all gonna. 16.
Would you like to roll, McKinsey?
13.
Oh, 19.
Oh, yeah. 19. 19.
16.
13.
15 minus 1.
14. All right. So, everyone sort of gets a feeling of this ambiance. And then you notice, like, two guards at the kitchen door, two guards at the other side of the entrance of this door. You see also standing attention here at this door is Lucas, but they're not, like, moving or, like, they're not really, like, mm-hmm. interested in sort of, like, hosting you. They're just sort of, they seem, like, very there on business. And then at the center table, it's like it looks like it's been made out of like wine barrels that have been like refurbished and purposed into this table and the chairs for six. And Lyco's already sitting there. But who rolled above a 15?
Me.
Okay. So you two notice that all of these people, apart from Lyco, are wearing some sort of earpiece, like some sort of earring.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It's not like in the ear; it's more like on the ear, around it.
Mm-hmm. Like an ear cup,
a cuff. Kind of
an ear cuff.
Yes. Yeah. It's like this bronze, copperish. It looks very like ornate. It's sort of like the light hits it and looks very nice, and they're all wearing it. And then you got a 19.
Mm-hmm.
A cursory glance in the corners of the room, you see a few eight-legged friends.
Nice. Okay. Lyco, good to see you.
Yeah, so you guys approach this table. And Lyco's
Lyco.
Like,
I said, yeah, we said.
White. Good evening, Lyco.
Okay. Lyco's in these, like uncharacteristic, like, white, like, linens. He's sort of just like
he's taking a beach photo with his family.
Yeah.
Lyco, you look so relaxed.
Breezy.
But so formal at the same time. I can't quite put my finger on the elegance of this look.
Yes, I I see that you got the business casual memo.
And if you can't take us for who we are,
I don't think you. Okay.
Sorry. I love your outfit.
And I love yours.
And anyways.
Well, take a seat. Take a seat.
Yes.
I just put my napkin in my lap.
Oh, great. Good. I'm glad you have manners. Glaive
lady.
I
like stuff mine in my shirt.
I changed
shirt. I was thinking of my change shirt, yeah.
It rattles a bit.
I see Kai put hers in her lap, so I put mine in my lap really quick.
Okay, really fast.
Yeah.
Where's Lyko's?
It's still sitting there.
Yeah, mine is still sitting there too then.
Then we look like assholes.
Do you have a plate for Iga?
Oh, Iga's here?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Can we just get a little rat on the stick or something?
I don't think they have rat on the stick here.
Can we get some, I mean,
like a small water bowl?
Maybe a small
like a small water.
I could put it on the ground.
We'll do a small water bowl.
Okay, just for the and, Al Griffin. Thank you.
And like a sort of just like gestures.
But and a little food, a little snack. He's probably hungry.
At Lucas, and Lucas like strides across into the kitchen, and like a sort of like opens his arms and sort of like, so red or white?
Red.
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 All right.
Red.
please. So you, there seems to be like a waiter who's sort of like standing, who's come out. Luke has gone in the kitchen. This waiter's come out. He like hears this agreement and immediately turns and goes back in to the kitchen. And then Lyko goes, and are we more of a trust the chef or are we a...
Oh, trust the chef.
Yes.
Absolutely. Of course. Especially your chef, Lykos. Especially your chef.
I trust the chef with the note that I am vegetarian.
You're vegetarian. Good to know.
Yes.
Good to know.
But I trust the chef. I'm sure they're amazing.
Yes, they are. They're incredible. You're talking like I'm poisoning your food?
I don't.
What?
I think she's a little nervous. I think. I don't know.
Lyko, where's Alicia?
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking.
And at that point, like, Lyko does, like, seem, like, a little bit flustered by that. He's like, right on our way.
Wait, flustered?
Like, a little bit, like,
Can I roll insight to see what's going on?
That's probably -1. I don't even know. Yeah, it is.
Oh, good.
That's an 8.
Yeah, he actually looks pretty unfazed to you. He's just sort of, like, takes in your question for, like, a little bit longer, and then he's like, she'll be here in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Can't wait.
For the record, Lykos.
I was trying to
defer from that.
Oh, sorry.
No, you do it, Kai. I believe in you.
I will change my attitude. I'm sorry I made you think that I thought that you were poisoning me. That's not what I thought.
No, we're just here to have a good time.
I'm just here to have a good time.
I will admit I was trying for a moment of brevity.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you... say if there was anything I could do to sort of alleviate any of your fears.
Well, let's get it all out on the table. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, what are we here to talk about?
And you know what? Did that sound weird coming out of my mouth? Because I was trying to sound cool. What's going on tonight?
How about we all take a nice breath?
Okay, let's all take a breath because clearly we've had...
We've been at this dinner for like 2.5 hours.
After Dylan says that, does Dylan say that out loud?
Yeah.
Okay, Dylan goes, we've been in this dinner for like 2.5 hours. And that sort of like brings a brief silence about. And during that brief silence, the waiter appears again with a platter. Like the platter, but like with the wine glasses on it.
Tray.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The tray of wine glasses, and they hand each one of you a very beautiful smelling glass of red wine. And then you sort of vaguely start thinking about like what kind of the price tag of this wine would be. And then it's like, better not think about that. Lyko sort of just like is content to ruminate in the silence. He sort of just like swirls the drink around in his hand and he takes like a long sip and sets it back down. And he's like, so.
Yes.
Since the incident, how are we faring?
I'm a little...
Not that great.
Yeah, not that great. As you can tell, I kind of like am getting back to being social, you know?
It was a little tragic, a little...
We want answers. more than anything. We just are here to help assist in any way to finding the people who did this.
And when you say answers, dear Griana, to which questions?
Dear Lyco, I have so many. who are these people? I mean, who are they? Like, what are their names? Because I would like to personally track down each one of them and seek revenge. You know what I'm? You know
yeah,
what
no,
I'm
I understand
trying
that.
To say? Basically, just why they're doing this and where they come from.
Right.
So, I mean, we've been asking this question for a long time. I think just with you know any unfortunate thing that has happened with our town burning down.
Because you were kidnapped by them, right?
I was. That's how I met Iga. Weirdly enough. I was kidnapped by them, and I basically was almost killed.
Right.
So I'd like to see them again in a situation where they're not kidnapping me, and maybe I have a little more of a position to act.
Right.
Because last time I was petrified. So, because when they kidnapped me, I was also knocked out. So just these unfair situations, first of all. But yeah, I mean, as a group, there's a lot of justice to be had.
Right.
And the greater good of this world really relies on it. I feel it. These people are up to some very otherworldly stuff. And that's all I'll say in this sentence.
Do you know who these people are? Do you have any names?
No. I wish I truly did. The thing about that is, and Lyco goes to start this sentence, and the front door opens. And I'd like everyone to roll a perception check.
6.
9.
No. 7.
Hey.
14.
14.
9. Okay. So the door opens, and Aletheia steps through, which is something you all see. Kai, you ever see that, like, behind Aletheia is not outside? Does that make sense?
Oh.
She has walked through the door.
It's like a portal.
All you know is that it wasn't outside that she just came in from. She came in
from the same door as us.
Same door as you.
I, like, kind of look. No one seems fazed.
No one else looks vaguely concerned.
Aletheia. I go,
hey,
all
right. She takes a sip of water.
Yeah, I take a gulp my wine down.
I wish I saw it so I could know if it looked like the inside of the place we were at. Because that's probably where you and I were.
Oh,
it's probably where she came from.
So are you down your wine after that?
Oh, gosh.
I start to, but then I stop.
Okay.
It was a really big sip.
She does this thing where she initially does a big gulp, but then she like
backwaters.
Okay. And I like set it down, but no one saw.
I'm actually rolling to see.
I'm rolling to see.
Yeah.
I got perception?
I got a 16.
I got a 17.
All right, Lyco doesn't see it, but Dylan and Zilt do see you like backwash back into your
cup
of wine.
We look at you and we make eye contact with each other and we're like, I don't know.
I shrug and Zill and yeah. Me, and I kind of like give a sly smile to Kai.
I go. Anyway,
swallow all the wine.
Aletheia has arrived.
Yes.
Hi, Aletheia.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Nice to see you.
YouTube never.
Oh my god! Is this the?
They told me your name.
You saw Aletheia, and the last time you saw Aletheia, you were fucking arguing with Lyco. You guys not part on good terms. You've never seen this very cute blue tiefling in your life.
She's very cute.
Hi.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, big mood.
You've never seen this very cute blue tiefling in your life.
I literally wrote in my notes like, hot blue tiefling, my boss. Yeah.
Who is? Yeah. Wait, have I heard their name? Have I heard her name?
I
just said hi, Aletheia.
Oh. Oh, hello.
She's really awesome. She actually is the one who healed Griana.
She seems really awesome.
And like, some of you may know that, like, both Lyco and Aletheia are, like, incredibly conventionally attractive. Both of them. Like, in
yeah,
their
he's
own.
Wearing a white linen
he's
suit.
He's not my type, but especially not a
yeah.
suit.
yeah, he just seems very, he seemed, like, I'm pretty sure if you looked right now, he would be barefoot, but you can't see because
he looks like he
table.
Has, like, opinions, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It truly does look like he, like, went to a yoga retreat and came back and was like, I'm enlightened. and she sort of like gives like a very like grateful seeming smile to like the four of you.
Hi.
And she's like, Okay. I'm genuinely very sorry I'm late.
Oh my gosh.
Things
okay.
happen.
Oh,
yeah. It's very nice to meet you.
Yes.
I'm Zill.
Zill. Yes. Okay. Griana.
Aletia, thank you again for
Kai, it's
back.
Good to see you again.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yes. So Zill and Kai, it is an incredible honor to meet you.
Yeah, same, likewise.
I'm Aletia. It's
sorry, we're winking at each other.
and a lot has happened in the last 24 hours. And so I'm sorry, Emily. It's actually not my thing.
Everybody has
a day like that.
I'm sure that you've been doing some important work.
Yeah.
Like saving everyone's lives.
So let's get Lego, I think you were in the middle of saying something.
Let's get appetizers first. And at the same time, that's when Aletia like turns the waiter and is like, "Oh, white wine, please."
Oh, wow. White wine.
And
it really depends on what we're eating and what it pairs with.
Yeah, you know.
That was Mackenzie. Dylan says that. Dylan's like, actually,
we all look at Dylan.
If we're eating red meat, like white wine's going to taste awful. Having fish. She knew better than that.
Oh my god.
She and then we're like, oh yeah, you're rich.
My friend's mom taught me that.
My god.
Really?
Yeah, because I never had wine before.
We've learned so much today.
Yeah, thank you. That's Mackenzie's life.
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about that later. Okay.
And so at that point the appetizers are brought out and there's like four appetizers. They're all very fancy. There is a lot of like oysters and like caviar, but then there's also like very nice bruschetta with like cheeses you'll never pronounce the names of again.
Hell yeah.
So they seem
love
kind
that.
Of
diversified.
They're desertified. They're desertified cheeses. Thank you. Okay, hold on.
Hell yeah.
And so you guys sort of like begin to eat your food, which is kind of weird when like the weight of so much information is also sort of at the dinner table. And you notice that like Lyco seems to be deferring actively to Aletia, sort of just like he will look to her to start eating first. He will like let her speak first, which is why she's like, "So do you feel comfortable and safe where you're at right now?"
Yes.
With the guard last night?
Yeah.
For the most part, yes, but maybe a little more space, but that's not an issue, really.
I have a small apartment.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel totally 100% safe.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to impose upon Dylan for too long. Of course, we'd like maybe a place to of our own eventually that we could also feel safe in.
Yeah, I did originally offer to Dylan to get you guys set up with more traditional housing.
We don't want to impose upon you. I mean, it's one bathroom, one bed.
Mm. They keep bringing that up, don't they?
That's what yeah.
They really keep digging
I'm
in
single,
on that one.
So.
No. I mean, it's perfect for
Dylan.
No,
it's whatever you
We
you
don't want to break your home, basically, because we will.
You do nothing but make it better. So.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we will stay.
No, you know, we can go wherever you all want to go. Wherever
Just
you're
try
comfortable.
Try not to impose. We feel safe, though, there.
Good.
If that is the question.
Good. And nothing unusual has happened in the last 24 hours?
No.
Just a callback. It was pretty fun for a musical.
Yeah, how are things on your end?
Interesting. With the death of the council member this morning, last night.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, do I know about that?
No.
I
don't know if you've been like paying attention.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I do.
I don't know if you. I don't know if Zill's the type to be like, as I'm walking down the street, do I hear the town crier? Do I stop and I listen to gossip? Is that something that Zill usually does?
I think I like information.
If
it's a big deal, but if it's just like, ooh.
Oh, no. If you were checking out in a grocery line, like the grocery clerk and like the customer will be talking about that.
Yes.
Right.
It's that sort of
infamy.
I feel like I would notice.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I heard about that. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yes. A terrible loss for our country.
Yeah.
How did they pass? That is,
it's not yet disclosed.
Hopefully not by the hands of the people who were at the party. Okay.
And with that, Aletia like looks over at Lucas and she's like, "Go ahead, And Lucas comes out and pulls two folders out of their, like, messenger bag on their side and slides one folder to Zill and one folder to Kai, and then looks over at the guards, and the guards all at one time press something on their earpiece.
Do we have Kai roll?
Can I look at my folder?
Yeah, you look at your folder.
What is it?
So you open your folder, and it is basically a gag order. It's basically like a, I will not talk about.
Like, oh, it's a contract.
Yeah.
And has everybody here signed this?
Your friend has.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That thing.
And Dylan has military clearance that surpasses this gag order.
Does it seem super sketch?
I had a
sketch?
Whole battle with it myself.
It, like, truly doesn't, but it does get the point across. Like, you may not talk about, like, these government matters outside of someone affiliated, like, with the military.
Okay, yeah. I sign it. Yeah.
Okay.
I sign it.
And so we, yeah, so you two sort of sign them, and you pass them back. And while you do that, she goes, so there are actually earpieces that prevent people without this kind of clearance from hearing what we're discussing right now. They still be able to hear any threat that's coming. They will still be able to protect us, but they will not be able to hear us.
So the guards.
Interesting. That's,
if
that's,
I look at the guards, do I recognize anybody?
You look around, and you see, like, two of your dad's friends.
Yeah. It's, like, high-ranking dudes are protecting
higher
us.
Ranking. You see, they might be, like, older in the way that they've probably, like, got, like, stepped off of a position of leadership, maybe, and gone into something quote-unquote easier, but still with a high sort of esteem.
Yeah.
And she's like, great. And so now that you've signed those, we can openly discuss whatever you'd like to the best of my ability. And Lyco's ability, of course.
Of course.
And she, like, winks at him. And...
great.
So... Despara.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any information about specific people who you might think are involved? What do you know so that we can... and, like, also, why were we called here?
Yes.
Who, what,
yes.
Where, and why?
Those are my two questions.
Those are the two big ones?
Okay. Yeah.
So, right. You all know that they are someone called them a cult.
Mm. Yes.
Affiliation, organization. Symbol being the portrait of a raven. Overall goal seems to be uniting the Planesbreakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're all on board with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. They're doing it.
I'm sorry.
I guess one of my other questions would be, they're trying to reunite all together. What are you folks trying to do?
Right now?
Sure, yeah.
I actually wasn't assigned this particular issue.
Okay.
Until very recently. So I've been kind of playing catch up.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's been interesting learning incredibly quickly, as I'm sure that you've done as well.
Yes.
We are unable to know the exact number of Planesbreakers. We know that they have 4. We know that there is one in the city. We do not know what it is.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What? I haven't been around for a lot of the exposition, but what is the, like, vocabulary for a Planesbreaker?
Well, does Dylan ask this? Actually,
no, this is Mackenzie asking you.
Well, also, I'm sure that Dylan doesn't know. Because, like, Dylan's sitting at this poor dinner table.
But she
table.
Probably wants to pretend like she does.
So Dylan's just pretending? That's what I was asking. Is Dylan, like, kind of like, mm-hmm?
I have.
Dylan's mm-hmm. probably like, oh, yeah.
And then just, like, slowly panicking.
For yeah, the like, sake of wait, our fuck. New guest, could we... I mean, for the sake of our new guests, could we
thanks for that
go over Planesbreakers?
No, Planesbreakers. I will ask my question after you speak.
Great. So, for those at this table who are not aware, 1,000 years ago, the connection between this plane and the celestial plane and this plane and the lower plane were severed. By what? There are rumors. For what cause? There are rumors. The only true fact is that our plane of existence was severed from its creators, its rulers, and we were stranded at sea. It is a matter of opinion whether or not that is a good or a bad thing. It is a matter of opinion on whether or not that should change. The reality of the fact is that people are looking for these planes breakers, because the reality is that if you collect all of them, however many of them there are, and I'm trying to figure that out, you would be able to either split the planes further or tie them together once more.
And tying them together would be the best thing, right?
That's a matter of opinion. Do you want to know who would agree with you?
The Dispara.
Right.
Tying them together is good? That's what the Dispara think?
That's what they think.
Well, then it's bad.
So are these planesbreakers like people that are just...
They are actually artifacts.
Oh.
How? You're kidding.
May I ask?
Yes.
You said that they have four and there's one in the city, but you don't know where. How do you know there's one in the city?
Because they're here.
All of them?
Some of them.
Would I have to roll to try to put a piece of the puzzle together?
I think we're putting the same piece together.
Arthur.
I'm not saying this out loud.
What's an roll? Example of the kind of artifact?
That's a slurps up. That's a slurps up.
Okay, then what pieces of the puzzle are you
that were Walt's journal is a planesbreaker? Was that something, or is it...
You... Because
they've always seemed interested in the journal.
They have seemed interested in the journal. That is a solid lead. There's no cosmic thing that could confirm or deny that for
it
you.
It is either a planesbreaker or it leads to a planesbreaker.
What, was the town of Troutback a planesbreaker? Is that why they burned it to the ground?
No, but I heard a rumor that you came into contact with one, and I'm very interested about hearing whether or not that's true.
When?
Well,
did you come into contact with a diadem in Troutback?
What?
It's a kind of like a hat thing, but pretty, and it's like a little crown, kind of.
Oh,
did you have one?
Didn't I put that? This is me. Didn't I put that on my head?
Maybe at one point.
Damn.
When did we run into that?
That was after the rock. That was like the rock stuff. Oh.
So if we would like to take a second and go back.
Yes.
To Troutback.
I'd love to.
Your town was in ashes, and you were fighting many, many enemies. And at the very, and Blondie, as we called her, seemed very dedicated on completing a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the sacrifice of the town. And the magic they accumulated over the sacrifices for the past however long they had been committing them. And this single thing. This diadem. And you, for a moment, I think only two of you saw it. And I cannot remember the life of me which two. Right as you won.
There was something coming, like that was gonna come out of it, right?
There was a small portal.
Yeah.
That tried to fizz, like, to.
I was
to
one of them.
Fight open.
I think I was
one of them. Yeah, it was Jill and I.
Hut immediately. And do you remember what was on the other side?
There
of
was
the
an there was an elf.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So as she's talking, this sort of hits you again. Like, oh, I've been pushing that trauma to a side for like weeks now. Holy shit. And it hits you hard.
It was just like. Oh, 2 years ago, I feel like, in our time.
Yeah,
it was literally a year ago, more than a year ago, for us human beings, which is why I'm letting us go back.
Yes.
But yeah, you did come into contact with one. And after that, Lavinia and Phoebe took it for further research on their studies.
Oh. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
How long have you known that this
item recently pop up within the last month, or has it always been in?
The specific...
The Planesbreaker that's here in Burnfort.
The Despara turned their attention here very, very recently. They moved from the Vertrivian quickly, and then they moved up here even quicker.
So is there, like, one Planesbreaker from each plane, do you know?
I don't.
You don't know how many there are.
I'm pretty sure they're all here.
How do you know when you come in contact with one?
Yeah. You don't.
You don't. How do you know how to, then how do you know that there's one? I mean, you know because there's people here. There's no other signs. There's no other way to track.
The theory is that if you put two of them in contact with another, they will create something else. They will fuse. They will welcome each other home. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of reading. It is a rumor that they create something else, but alone by themselves, they're incredibly powerful artifacts.
Do you have names? One name? Half a name?
No.
Can I roll insight?
Yeah.
I feel like she's telling the truth. I'm fucked. That's a 5.
I roll an insight. Oh,
Jesus. I rolled like a 13.
10.
Okay. Yeah, she looks to be telling the truth.
That means she's lying.
Here's the thing. I know that you just saw me roll dice. Yes, I know. Right?
I know.
What do you want to tell us? What can you tell us?
What can you tell us? Why are we here?
I'd like to tell you that I am almost entirely certain that one of the remaining teams is Despara.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm also here to tell you that I would rather them not win.
What would happen if they won?
Good question. I have no intention of finding out.
Okay, so, that means we need to win.
What are the winnings for the whole tournament this year?
I'm not...
Is there an artifact?
I'm not, like, a super huge fan.
Could a Planesbreaker be a part of the winnings? Could that be why they're competing?
Well, here's the thing. It is rather traditional for the hero team, right? Because when you become the hero team, when you win the Hero Gauntlet, you become the hero team. It's a 3-year commitment, what it is to the crown. You say, yes, 3 years, I'm your hero. Let's do it. And that comes with innumerable. It comes with money, it comes with housing, and it comes with unprecedented access to the castle. It comes with unprecedented access to the armory. It's a really solid inn, and she kind of she stops herself and she looks at Lyco. And you can see them sort of eye-talking for a moment. And then she turns back and she's like, here's the thing. I am incredibly confident that... What's a really not scary way to put this? I'm incredibly confident that there is an aspect of inhabiting bodies that are not your own going on here.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think... whichever team is the Despara now started as the Despara. I think.
Oh my god, oh no.
So they're victims.
Yes.
So whoever it is, when we find out, we have to help them.
Can we get the Despara out of them?
And how do they, what kind of beings can do that?
Lygo's been looking at the magic involved, and we're pretty sure that the death part is essential.
They have to kill them in order to take their bodies?
We believe that Calliope's death was a false attempt.
I almost threw up, but... So if they were to do that to me, they would have to kill me first.
Yes.
So I have a question. Can you be affected by the magic that Despara uses? For example, could you have been petrified by the raven if you were part of the Despara?
That's a good question.
I don't see why they couldn't cast magic on each other.
They want them to be able to be hit by things. Because
right, so it's a disguise.
If you were to come in contact with one, I mean, would you know?
We're currently working on a solution on our end. Whatever, it is seems to be getting past our anti-magic fields, which is the most infuriating thing because I didn't know that there was a kind of magic that could do that.
Do you have any lead at all on what team it might be?
I know there are people who I don't trust right now, and it's a very, like, it's a very long list.
People.
Well, I'll take notes.
Yes. But right now, the thing that I really need the four of you to come to grips with is for the safety of not only this plane of existence, but for your country and for the people who you are here competing for.
Of course.
It is more essential than ever that you do not let that victory fall outside of anyone else's hands but yours.
You want us to win.
I need you to win. There's a difference.
We will win.
We're going to win.
We're going to win.
We've been planning on it, and we were doubting our morale for a hot second, but now we feel better than ever.
You
know,
you got to fail to succeed. Fail your morale, then you succeed your morale.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
we can promise you we'll win.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's such a scary
one. Can I ask if you trust a certain team that I have in mind? Do you trust the people of Septus?
I was put on this case less than 3 weeks ago. I'm within the last 5 days figuring out that it is a team. I don't know most of their names yet.
Jamari.
Margiani.
Just even the team's names.
I'm
playing an inescapable game of catch up that I had no interest in playing. So any information that you can provide on that point, like is filling me in as I go.
Okay. What made you trust us so much?
Yeah.
One, you are victims of the Dispara. Two, you've come close to losing. Three, I learned about the tattoos, which the three of you possess. But it was mostly your previous encounters with the Dispara that would, like, lead me to believe that you were not affiliated.
Okay.
So, you did come into contact with this diadem?
Yes. We believe we have.
Okay. What was the last you saw of it?
God, it was...
It was back in
Langdale,
yeah.
We don't know where it went.
Who was in possession of it?
I wasn't.
Kitty Mae just said it was Phoebe.
I know. That's what we're trying to debate, if we should say.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we should say. We're being very outright, to be honest.
Okay.
Zil.
A member of our party who is not with us any longer, she left before we came to Burnfort. When we got to Burnfort. That was the last time we saw it. We do not know where she is. We do not know where she was going.
When was the last time you split?
On our way here.
Right when we got here.
Yeah.
So she left about here?
I think so, yeah. Okay. We didn't even see her leave, so she could have taken another means of transportation. We're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
No indication of where she was going, why she was going there?
No, but she's a really good person.
She was going to find herself.
She actually laughs. She, like, that, for some weird reason, like, tickles her in, like, a certain way, but, like, in a profoundly sad way. She just she literally, like, laughs at you being like, but she's a good person. That, like, strikes her as, like, the most odd thing that you could say to her at this point in time.
She was going, I believe, to find more about herself. There's a lot that she was unsure about.
And her name?
Phoebe Velpip.
All right.
She really is a good person.
Yeah, please don't hurt her.
Oh, we don't think that you would, because we trust your judgment.
Right.
But that's just coming from us. We trusted her, and we know wherever she is, she's fighting the fight that we're all fighting right now.
If anything, she could be she's on the good side, trying to get more information about the bad side. if any of that is true, I have no idea. But I would think that would be true.
Is there, I mean, what were you going
to
say?
No, she, at this point, takes kind of like a long sip of her wine, and she's sort of just like thinking about all the things that you guys have said. And the food has kind of like been sat in front of you in between this last stint of conversation, but you obviously probably didn't start eating it. But the food has been like sat in front of you as this, the weirdest dinner you've ever had. Happens.
Can you hear like the sounds of Iga eating under the table?
Yeah, you hear like Iga gnawing on like some sort of bone that they brought out to him.
Nice.
Alitza?
Yeah.
Forgive me if this is a dumb question, but what would happen if the planes were connected again? I mean, I know all the bad things might come back, but wouldn't all the good things? Isn't that balance?
How do we know needed? What the good things were, though? We have never experienced that in our lifetime if the planes have been severed for 1,000 years.
I think about, you know, in the books they talk about divine magic. And I've always really wondered about that because my magic has always felt incredibly divine. And to think about the actual thing, it's enticing, right? Divine magic.
What you did was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What if that could happen for other people? Would people suffer less?
Here's the thing. If the planesbreakers were going into the hands of the incredibly righteous, to open the planes once more, it'd be a different conversation, right? We don't know that when you procure the planesbreakers, if you put them together, if you can selectively choose which strings to tie together, we could get all of the lower plane and none of the higher plane. We would not get a choice in the matter. I think the safest thing now is to obtain the planesbreakers, and then we can sit 16 philosophers at a table and they can just have at it. You know? That's not my job right now.
Trust a philosopher.
No. But I certainly don't trust the Dispara.
And it's our job to fight.
I guess I just... I think it'd be cool to do things like you do. I was just wondering if it was a possibility for it to be a good thing.
Well, all of my magic comes from the Earth. It doesn't come from stars or gods or... I mean, funnily enough, the only traces of divine magic that have been seen in the last 1,000 years the three of you are wearing right now.
Right?
Oh. Tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That means they're good people, right?
That's a matter of opinion.
Oh, well, in my opinion,
okay,
we are good people. Can we hear what you're saying?
Yeah, no, you heard her
say
that.
Yeah, we're good people. We assure you.
Well, if we're in this room, she knows we're good people. Because she trusts us.
Well, in the army, there's a difference between that.
Look, we are going to win this tournament. Whether the other teams like it or not, you know.
May I ask, if you want us to win the tournament so bad, is there any way you can provide help for us? Not saying cheating, but just any help.
Are you telling me my encouraging words don't strike you as enough?
Or get us some super cool trainer.
I mean, I'm not saying that your words aren't enough. I'm just saying.
I have an offer, but it comes at a price.
All this work.
Oh. Yeah. What is it?
I am in a particular sect of operations. If you choose it, I can see about having you being placed into the perspectives.
The what?
Huh?
An on trial. A job application, if you will. I don't know. You're here trying to be heroes, but I don't know how interested you are in becoming agents of good.
Agents?
Oh, okay.
Like spies?
That sounds amazing. An agent of good? An agent of good?
Sign me up.
That's actually...
That's the title we've been searching for. That
that's
sounds
not the title. That's not. There are no titles. Oh. Yeah. kind of actually opposite to the point of what we do.
Oh, okay.
No, we are known as the Shroud Assembly.
I heard of that.
Absolutely. Everyone here can roll a history check right now. Hey friends, and thanks for tuning in to this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. I know I'm leaving you with a bit of a cliffhanger, but I promise next episode you will learn more about Alitzia, Lyko, and the Shroud Assembly. I've been sitting on it for so long, and I know I said about so much, but I genuinely have been, and we'll see what our heroes have to say about them, if they get involved. If they're truly agents for good. But for now, I just want to say a quick thank you to Cameron Bopp for making our wonderful music. You're hearing it right now. I'm also basking in it. You can find him at Twitter at CamBopp. He is my hero. An additional thanks to Mackenzie Wilkes, who has been here for the nation's longest guest podcasting spot in history. We love her portrayal of Dylan Rose, and I actually owe her a life debt, but that's completely unrelated. Thanks to Elijah Fuller for helping editing the podcast now, and also being just a beautiful writing helping partner, someone who I've bounced ideas off for the past year. As always, if you want to get involved into any conversations, tweet us any questions. You may find us at Twitter, at Dungeons Dice. If you're in the Chicago area, we have two performances coming up this month, one at Bentwood Festival this Sunday, and then another one later in the month at Women's Funny Festival. And you can also go out to Twitter to learn more there. If you are looking to get some more Dungeons & Dragons content, you can find me on Jace Bellerin Must Die on twitch.tv/dnd. Or on the Roll20 YouTube channel. I play a Simic hybrid secret agent, so you can come in and tune into that. Besides that, we're still on our bi-weekly schedule, still going very strong. Hello to those of you that I met at Gen Con, that Liz also met at Gen Con. We loved seeing your faces. But I think that might be it for this episode. I'll see you in 2 weeks, where you will learn so, so much more. So, I guess, friends, I'll see you next time, when our adventure will continue.